Hey, you got any dirt?
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment on My Talk.
All right, time to get dirty.
In my opinion, the greatest actor of our time that's alive, three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis, is retiring from acting. His spokeswoman said on Tuesday, ending a storied movie career that includes performances in Lincoln, Gangs of New York, There Will Be Blood. Daniel Day-Lewis is 60. He's the only man to have won three Best Actor Oscars. He gave no reason for his decision, calling it private. Oh, I'll get over it, I guess. Transformers reviews are not great. Here's a quote from Katie Walsh. This is Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's hard to imagine anyone reading, let alone writing, the script and believing that it made any sort of sense at all. Aside from the insane plot, it would be a fool's errand to attempt to describe it. There isn't any character development. Okay. Rob Kardashian took 7-month-old Dream to Disneyland for Father's Day with ex-Blac Chyna, and TMZ reports that he spent the night at her house ever since. Because he's a dumbest guy in the world. All right, moving on. On TV this weekend, we have the series premiere of Little Big Shots Forever Young on NBC. This is hosted by Steve Harvey. Are you kidding? Another show? The third season finale of Fargo on FX. Find all the latest dirt on our website, mytalk1071.com.
You wanted dirt, and I'll bet she told you plenty. Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520. And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk, everything entertainment.
If you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold water for you. And all the time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know.
Welcome back, everybody. 6:03 on this Wednesday, June 21st, 2017. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything finger painting. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Thank you for being here. Finger painting. Lex, have you ever finger painted?
Yeah.
You have?
Yep, I have.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yep.
Dawn, have you ever finger painted?
Yeah, it was when I was a kid, and I remember I licked my finger.
Oh. That is so stupid.
It is stupid. I felt bad because I had blue on my mouth, and I'm like, I just want to taste it a little bit.
Oh.
I was in kindergarten.
Yeah. So cute.
Yeah.
I think I did one as a kid. I haven't done it as an adult.
Yeah.
Hell, I haven't
I've
even
only done it with
colored.
My nephews and niece.
It might be very freeing. We should do it.
Yeah.
I still don't understand adult coloring, but I hear it's very relaxing, so I won't judge.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
So was watching Netflix.
Yeah, that's true too.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back, relax, let us entertain you for a little while. Normally we do some entertainment headlines right here, but you know, we like to mix it up sometimes. So, we have a little local, some local flavor because yesterday, right after our show ended,
yes.
And Lex and I talked about this a little bit. We actually tried some things on my talk show,
yes.
but we didn't get a chance to talk about this on our show.
Mm-mm.
The new State Fair Foods 2017 was all over the news yesterday. But, so Lex, anything jumping out at you that you really loved?
Yes, you know, I think that cookie dough is having a moment right now in the culinary world.
Yeah.
Have you noticed there's a lot of cookie dough, just the trend that's happening? Mm. Well, at Blue Moon Dine-In Theater, they're having a bowl o' dough.
What?
Yeah, scoops of raw cookie dough, straight
yes.
up. You get brownie butter swirl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get, let's see, chocolate chip cookie dough.
Okay.
European cookie butter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's like Biscoff, yeah.
Ooh.
Yes, and then there's a lemon ricotta cheesecake with blueberries.
Oh.
Yes, you can choose what kind you like, or you get the bowl of all four of them. You can try that.
Now,
and it's good for you. I mean, it's not like there's raw egg in there. And okay,
no.
Good for you is a.
But
I mean, salmonella.
Safe,
yeah,
Lex, safe
yeah. It's there.
Is
you
what
go.
You mean.
Yes.
Jason, when I went to your talk show, you had a cookie dough truck out there, right?
Yes.
See what I'm saying? It's having a moment.
Yeah.
It is.
Lex, it's having a moment.
It's always
yes,
been a moment
is.
In my house
because
I actually like the dough better than the actual baked cookie sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm looking forward to. And Lex, we saw a picture of this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I love these people because they're right next to us.
Yes.
At the fair. The cheesy nacho corn on the cob. So it is roasted corn on the cob, lightly coated with crushed Doritos and nacho cheese.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how that's... It sounds delicious, that combination. If it all cracks off in one...
Oh, Lex, don't do that. I'm going to pee. I'm so excited.
Oh, okay.
Me too, Jason. I love, like, Mexican corn that has, like, the cheese on it and everything.
Taste.
So this sounds like a variation of that. That's,
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I'm going to tell you, they have, Texas Steakout has those nacho balls. And I know not everyone loved them as much as I do, but because sometimes, and this is their fault, they're sometimes not cooked enough. Mm-hmm. And if they're cold in the middle, they are gross. But I just tell them to make them extra done because if they're hot, Lex, back me up. Aren't
they were
good?
We tried them live on the air.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that
during
was
our Saturday show.
Pretty delish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Lex, from the new State Fair foods that you like?
Oh, Gera's is going to have deep fried avocado.
See,
curious to try that.
Lex, like you said, cookie dough's having its moment.
Yeah.
The avocado, because of the popularity of the avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
Avocados are having a moment, Lex. They're having a big moment.
Yes.
One of my favorite things, avocado toast.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Piece of toast, like sourdough bread
with
some butter and then, I mean, toasted, and then slices of avocado and salt
delicious.
And pepper.
Oh, delicious. Delicious.
Oh, it has to be real butter.
Yeah, it can't be that fake crap.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, no. Let's see. There was another one.
Oh, is it the Flutter Nutter?
The Flutter Nutter.
No, the Fluffer Nuffer.
Fluffer
Wait,
Nutter.
The Fluffer Nutter. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry?
That's a Fluffer Nutter. No.
It is.
It is.
I didn't know they combined the two roles. They must have been consolidating.
They did.
The Fluffer and the Nutter.
Butter Fluffer Nutter. It's a grilled cinnamon
bacon
bun sandwich.
Bacon Fluffer Nutter.
No, bacon. What did I say?
You said butter Fluffer Nutter.
Oh, no. This is the... Oh, is it time to go home yet? It is the Bacon Fluffer Nutter, and it's a grilled cinnamon bun sandwich with bacon, peanut butter, and marshmallow cream filling.
Oh, I don't know about that, guys,
I bet it's really good.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that
one.
We'll
take a bite. Yeah, see how it goes. Bacon, a bake-up pup is another thing at Granny's Kitchen Fudge Puppies. Grandma's Kitchen Fudge Puppies.
What's that?
That's right outside the food building.
No, I know where it is, but
okay. Let's see here. This is a Belgian waffle served on a stick with bacon in the batter, dipped in chocolate, drizzled with maple syrup, and topped with whipped cream and more bacon.
That sounds a little too sweet.
I think you know. Sorry, Colleen and Bradley, but. I think bacon has had its day. I'm a little over people putting bacon on absolutely everything and thinking it's going to be good.
Especially when that equals some kind of smoke flavor.
Yes. So I'm waiting for a clean text, but I'm sorry. It's just not. Off bacon. Hashtag back off bacon for a little bit.
Yeah.
You can't add it to everything. Not absolutely everything is better with bacon. I'm sorry. And I love bacon. Believe me. I just, you know.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I'm getting hungry for the fair. And then my mom just posted, just so everybody knows, there's 26 Mondays until Christmas Eve.
There's what?
I was like, too early, Mom. Too
what
early.
What did she say?
26 Mondays till Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Because
it's my mom.
Jingle bell.
Tell her
ready.
To stop.
I
Alexis.
Did. I was like, too early, Mama.
Jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh. Oh, the fields we go.
Too much,
heart palpitations
Mama.
Already.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, this totally non sequitur, but I just saw a headline, and my mom's kind of affected, so I want to just say some prayers and thoughts to the folks in Mississippi and Louisiana, because they're going to get up to like a foot of rain. New Orleans could see 6 to 10 inches because of Tropical Storm Cindy. That beach.
Cindy.
That mean woman. Tropical Storm Cindy. So, Mom, I love you. Because she's in Lake Charles, Louisiana, which is a little ways away. It's more west, but still.
She'll feel the effects of it.
She'll
for sure.
see the effects. And, oh, it's... I have a friend. Lex, you've met her. Her name is Angela. She's one of my high school five. Adult, everyone calls her Angela. I'm like, oh, please. I've called you Angie. I will call you Ange until the day we die. But anyway, so Ange has bad luck with vacations. And I won't go through the litany, but... Lately, I'll see her on Facebook, and it's like she'll decide to take her family to an amusement park, and she'll have a rain out, or she just had a flood in her house. She's had a run of like bad luck. Well, so Ange is in my graduating class, which, as you guys have heard me say, I'm going to my 25th reunion over the weekend. Well, Ange was actually one of the people that helped plan, like, wanted to really push for us having a 25. Well, then the dingle dork, as I called her, she scheduled a cruise on the weekend of the reunion. So I found out about that months ago, and we all kind of laughed. I'm like, leave it to you to push for a reunion and then plan a cruise the weekend of the reunion. Okay, so anyway, so we look. Colin said, have you seen Angie's Facebook page lately? And I said, no. I guess this tropical storm is threatening her cruise. Like, she may not go on. She may not be able to go on this cruise. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. This will be like the fourth vacation that has been weather ruined for my friend. And I'm just, oh, my goodness. This what a string of bad luck that she's had. But
could the silver lining be that she comes
that she
to
go
the
reunion? Okay, now don't tell her I said that. But yeah, I'm kind of like.
Yeah, Cindy, rage on. Is it she'll be affected by Cindy?
Cindy,
So, yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm not going to tell her that, Lex, but I did think about that would be the silver lining that I'll get to see her. But anyway, 6:13, my dear friends, when we come back, we will get to Hot Topics, but I have some clips. There's one clip in particular that I think is going to be my new spirit animal. I love this woman, and you'll find out why when we return.
Lori and Julia.
Madonna tweeted, and happy Father's Day to me, too, because let's face it, I'm the mommy and the daddy. I don't care what the papers say.
God, that's the most Madonna tweet ever.
Oh, Madonna.
She just can't help herself. She can't. I
think that Julia's right, though. A lot of the tone of her social media is, I'm going to put a big middle finger in your face.
She is. She doesn't need to do that.
But you're right. We love you, Madonna.
I think she's bitter and mad because she is
a young mom again.
She's got, like, 7-year-olds.
Lori, she didn't
She's
have
like
to do that.
She's like a year older than I am. If I had 7-year-olds right now, I'd run away on a cruise ship and try and be in a band. I can't sing, but I can't
carry the luggage. I can't carry the guitars.
I can't think of anything I would be less suited for than that.
Well, I would agree with you.
Yeah. And Madonna, too.
Lori and Julia with producer Donnie Love on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. If you're gonna let me down gently. Don't pretend that you don't want me. Our love ain't water under the bridge. If you're gonna let me down gently. Don't pretend that you don't want me. Our love ain't water under the bridge.
Kidlets, 6:19, Jason and Alexis in the morning, live right here on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment, Everything Dirty Dancing. I'm Jace with Lex and Jedi Master Dawn McClain.
We going to throw some pots today?
I'm going to carry a watermelon up some stairs.
Well, that's Ghost. Yeah, we'll do watermelon. Yeah. Oh, man, I just jumped straight to Ghost. Where's my mind today?
I don't know. Odome, I don't know.
I'm thinking about throwing pots. All right, yeah, lift me.
That's the wrong whoopee.
That's the wrong whoopee.
What's
going on?
It's a whoopee.
This one. I have this is one of those things where we have no reason or rhyme to have you listen to these other than the fact that they're just highly entertaining, or we think they are. Now, Lex and Dawn, please tell me, have you guys listened to any clips off of our service today?
No, didn't get a chance because I had to drop
Lex,
off my
have
car.
You?
No, I have not heard
Thank
of this person.
Goodness.
So,
good,
yes.
Good. Because here's the deal. I think all three of us are very blessed. We all have really good people in our life. We have good friends. I would like a new friend, and I would like this woman to be my friend.
Okay.
So here's the deal.
Good.
There's a great video on Facebook. This woman is from Alaska, who was watching a boat race when one of the guys racing falls out of the boat. So she freaks out. She curses a lot. She has a salty mouth, which I love. That's bleeped out. Don't worry about it. But in the middle of it, for no apparent reason, she keeps inviting the guy that fell into the water over for moose soup.
Oh,
my God.
I love her. I love her screaming to come over for moose soup.
Does it sound like Lo J at the SAG Awards?
It sounds like Lo J at the SAG Awards.
Nice.
So here it is, ladies and gentlemen, my new best friend, the moose soup lady. Here we go.
I think this is Charlie Huntington.
That's her.
Woo! Yeah, that's Charlie. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Get your passenger! Son of a... Damn it. Dirty. You guys are doing good. Is that Charlie?
Richard Raven.
Oh, dirty son of a. Come down later for moose soup. Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything. All right. Right. You guys are doing good. Son of a. Hey, I got you on video. Dirty son of a. OMG. Gee, Raymond just lost a passenger. Gee, I'm glad I got that on video.
Oh, my God.
Come down for moose soup after. You boys. Come down for moose soup after. You boys.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
My stomach hurts.
Oh, God.
I've never wanted moose soup more than ever right now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my mouth hurts. Oh, God. I love her so much. Come down for some moose soup afterwards.
Poor guy just fell out of a boat race boat.
Oh.
OMG. Come down later for moose soup.
Oh.
Dawn, please get every one of those short clips on the wall immediately. Separate. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you dirty son of an A.
Oh, dirty son of a.
Oh my gosh.
Gosh, I love her. Oh.
Come down later for moose soup. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything. Come down for moose soup after.
She kind of reminds me of Richard Simmons a little bit.
She does.
No. Oh, she does a little
and
bit.
And a little Katie Canine.
Yes.
Hi!
There's Richard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hi!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come down later for moose soup. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything. Yeah. Come down
and
for
everything.
Moose soup after.
That's her laugh, too.
In the cussing, it's just perfection.
Oh, my goodness. That... I heard that this morning in the bathroom, and I was laughing. Well, anytime, y'all know I'm a sucker for a good headline or a good little bullet point. And the bullet point or the headline above that clip was, woman in Alaska tells boat racers to come over for moose soup. And I just love, I love goofy words. I love playing with, that just makes me happy. Come over for some moose soup. Okay. That's.
I haven't even tried moose soup, but I'm willing to try it because she's, what's that?
Is this in Canada? Where did this happen?
Alaska.
Okay.
Alaska.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. See, I don't think the show's going to get any better today, ladies and gentlemen. I would just turn away now. I just turn the dial because we're not going to get any better than moose soup. Actually, no, I don't mean to. Programming note, I'm very proud of this week's birthday pranks. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah, I was pretty happy with this week's. That and more, but we'll have to do some hot topics when we return.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Sweep the leg.
Entertainment.
Now a trend has emerged.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's happening right now?
Topping Google Trends in entertainment, Ken gets a makeover with a man bun, cornrows, and freckles. It's his Barbie's Ken. It was unveiled 18 months after Barbie. Expect different body types, varied skin tones, and hipster hairstyles. On Facebook, in a surprising development last night, the upcoming Han Solo prequel film lost its directors. Phil Lord and Christopher Miller are leaving next year's spinoff film. The Lucasfilm announced that last night. Here's from Kathleen Kennedy, the president of Lucasfilm, said in a statement, Phil Lord and Christopher Miller are talented filmmakers who have assembled an incredible cast and crew, but it's become clear that we had different creative visions on this film, and we've decided to part ways. That's a nice way of saying that they fired them. On Twitter, we have the hashtags National Selfie Day, Wednesday Wisdom, and I Need That Like a Hole in the Head. All the latest social trends are on our social media and mytalk1071.com.
Now you know what we know. See more at mytalk1071.com.
Should've coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You were running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, everything moose soup, everybody. Everything moose soup.
Come down later for moose soup.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Jace and Lex and Dawn McClain. Okay, so I did further investigating in that commercial break. That video came from another radio station, and I'm not making this up either. It comes from the X-Rock Morning Show, 95.9 FM, Crapper Creek, Alaska.
Crapper Creek?
Just when
where are you
think,
from, Crapper Creep?
Just Creek? When you think this story couldn't get any better, it comes to you live from Crapper Creek, Alaska. And the woman's name is Jeannie McLean. And I just looked at the video, and the video is great. Good.
Oh, I can't wait to put it on our show page.
Oh my goodness! You just the X Rock. Well, our clip service has the link, Dawn.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Oh my goodness, you got. And again, there's some language. Obviously, she says "son of a bee" and the B word, and nothing too intense, but. Oh, she's just standing on the bank of this body of water, Lex.
Well, there's
and
actual
screaming.
Video of this too.
Yeah,
she's just said.
Audio. She's
oh, filming
it.
Oh, I thought it was just for the radio show. Like she just like called in from.
Lex, she grabbed her iPhone and she's taping this boat race, and the guy falls out of the boat. One of the guys. So as he's swimming back, and I don't know if you heard it when we played the clip originally, but Lex, the best thing is she goes, "You boys come over later for some moose soup," and the guy is waiting in the water. He goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna need that. I'm gonna need that moose soup." I'm like, "Oh God, this gets better."
And
it's like an episode of Newhart. I mean, this is fantastic. So yeah, Dawn, let's go. Let's put a link up to
so you see the boat. Okay, I thought you saw her. That's what.
No. But I went to her Facebook page because that link has a link to
there
her original
she
post.
Is.
So her name is Jeannie McLean, and she looks exactly. how I thought Jeannie McLean would look.
Okay.
She and I
she's a professional cook, so I bet that mousse soup was pretty good.
Girl, she ain't messing around. Oh. She went to the University of Alaska. Yeah, she's adorable. But anyway, you boys come over for some mousse soup later. Yeah.
Oh. Mousse soup and everything. Come down for mousse soup after.
Ladies, oh gosh, I love her so much. That's our new spirit animal, Lex. That's our new one. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Hot Topics.
And now, 30 minutes of nonstop Hot Topics.
You heard Dawn mention it in the Mini Me Dirt Alert.
Mini Me.
About the Han Solo crap. Oh, that. Ooh. I was, once again, I was home alone last night. Colin should not leave me home alone. But anyway, I was home alone and refreshed my internets. And I saw that pop up on Variety. And I'm like, what? I thought it was a typo. Like, wait a minute. Because they're months into filming. Like, they are months into filming this Han Solo movie. And they fired the two directors, the dudes that did the Lego movie. So they know what they're doing, and they were a buzzworthy duo. I mean, once the Lego movie exploded, every studio wanted to do business with these guys. Obviously, they're like fanboys. So Kathleen Kennedy, who runs Lucasfilm, I don't want to get too in the weeds here, but everyone knows who she is. I mean, before she ran Lucasfilm, you name a big movie, especially connected to Steven Spielberg, and Kathleen Kennedy produced it. A little movie, Lex, you know, that little independent called Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that little one.
That little. She executive produced that. But any hoodly doodly, they separated because of creative differences, as Dawn told you. And the boys said that they normally hate that cliche, but they said this time that's actually
it's
accurate.
True.
And I believe it. I think what happened was, and it, look, this is a huge priority for Disney. I mean, Disney spent, what, $3 billion on Lucasfilm?
Yeah.
So I'm sure, and rightfully so, Kathleen Kennedy has a vision. And maybe the boys had a different vision for this movie. And the two just couldn't meet in the middle. And sometimes it happens.
Their style is very different, too.
The two
directors who are leaving the production. It's kind of more loosey-goosey comic, which is great and works for them. But when you're, trying to keep it in this umbrella, and especially, can you imagine what it must have been to leave for creative differences? How uncomfortable it must have been leading up to them leaving.
Well, the fact that they're doing it, Lex, months into shooting, you know it's bad.
Oh, I mean,
come on.
It has
this
to
is
be.
Not common. I mean, for my talkers, let's just tell you, this happens sometimes, but this is not common because A, it's bad publicity.
Yep.
B, it's expensive. And C, it doesn't always end well. Now, there are cases in movie history where it's ended beautifully. Wizard of Oz is probably one of the best examples. The Wizard of Oz literally had, I believe, four directors. And look how that turned out. Rogue One, under the same umbrella.
Yeah.
It famously had reshoots, and there were rumors that Gareth Edwards, who I believe is a great director, that's the director of Rogue One, you know, he kind of fought a little bit with Kathleen, but I think that fighting turned out a better movie.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the changes that Disney wanted, I think fans liked. Like that Darth Vader scene. That really wasn't in the original when Darth Vader went ballistic at the end. That's the scene everybody talks about.
Yeah.
And that was one of the last minute ads. They shot that. Months before the movie came out. That was a last minute ad. I'm saying all this because this might be a net positive, especially because this morning news broke from a Deadline Hollywood, the number one choice to step in, Ron Howard.
Oh, okay. Any word from him?
Not yet. Deadline tried to get a hold of his agent. They didn't confirm it. And look, there's precedent for this. Ron Howard's obviously, please, we don't even need to say this, immensely talented. Number two, Opie almost directed The Phantom Menace. George Lucas went to his friends, Steven Spielberg and Ron, and wanted them to direct the prequels. And both Steven and Ron said, George, you should do them. They're your movies. So Ron knows the universe. Ron is, and if anybody can keep, if anybody can step in and keep the boat going, it's it's Ron Howard. He's a professional. I think the crew would have a lot of faith in him. I think the cast would feel comfortable. I think there wouldn't be very little turbulence if that happened, if you got a director like Ron Howard.
Not a big disturbance in the force.
No. Thank you, Alexis.
You're welcome.
Very good, luck. You get 200 points for that one, Alexis.
Thank you.
200 points.
There is a great disturbance in the force.
Yeah. And I bet that him and Kathleen Kennedy, they get along. Or they've worked together in some capacity.
Yes, they have.
Yeah, he would be perfect. Oh, I hope he does it.
I hope he does it, too. I think he could add some, I don't know, it would be interesting. What does a Ron Howard Star Wars movie look like? You know what I mean? What does that look like? So, I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic. I don't think the sky's falling. I'm a Star Wars fan. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Y'all know that. I think this could be a net positive. I'm gonna look at this as glass half.
They'll make it work because yes, like you said, Disney is very, very invested in this. They'll make it work. It's just I just can't imagine, you know, leading up to this decision to just have the directors just say, "Look, we're done.
We're done.
Bye. Peace out,
girl." You know it has to be bad.
Yikes.
It has to be bad. So, we don't have a lot of time. So, I don't want I. Speaking of movies, the reviews are starting to come out for Transformers, and my heart is full because people hate this movie, yes. And that makes me happy because I hate this entire franchise.
You always have.
It's so dumb.
Even Shia LaBeouf hated that he was in it.
You know? They're ridiculous. They're absolutely horrible. Michael Bay ruined my 80s childhood.
Transform.
I just did.
Megatron must be stopped, no matter the cost.
I love that it's coming back to bite him in the ass because he's the director that says he doesn't need a script. And as somebody who went to school for screenwriting, that's a big slap in the face to people who write. And so writers don't like him. And guess what? You do need a script.
Yeah, well, it's obvious the movies don't need a script. So we'll read. Dawn had one review. I have another one. We'll do that. And then Dawn's going to give us a dish on, Lex and I did not know this. Dawn's favorite actor is hanging up the biz.
Can we believe him, though?
I don't know. It's like Cher. We'll find out who that is when we come back.
Tickets for the 2017 Cat Video Festival are on sale now.
11,000 MyTalkers and cat lovers came out to CHS Field last August, so we're doing it again. More hilarious cat videos, live music, fireworks, and fun. Tuesday, August 8th.
Tickets are just $10. Kids under 5 are free, and VIP tickets that get you food, air conditioning, and beer and wine are $75.
And $1 from each ticket goes to Home for Life Animal Sanctuary.
August 8th can't come soon enough because everything's better with cats.
Thanks to our sponsors, David at First Equity, Luther Nissan Kia, and the St. Paul Saints.
Get your tickets now at catfestmn.com or use my talk keyword cats. Dangerous, but baby, that's how I want it. A little less conversation and a little more touch my body. Cause I'm so into you, into you, into you. Got everyone watching us, so baby, let's keep it secret. A little bit scandalous, but baby, don't let them see it. A little less conversation and a little more touch my body. Cause I'm so into you, into you, into you.
This could take some time.
I'm showing everybody in the Fox building right now. I got to send it to B. Arthur, too, the Moose Soup Lady. The video. And if you missed it earlier in the hour, we'll play it again at 7. Oh, Lex, Dawn, it's making me so happy today. I was already in a really good mood, but oh my goodness.
She's quite a character.
She is.
Yeah.
And you're right. She's a little bit of Katie Canine.
Uh-huh.
A little Richard Simmons, and I don't know whom else, but who else? But
Paula Deen.
A little Paula Deen.
Yeah, She's a cook.
Yeah.
She's got the sweetness of Katie Canine and that laugh.
Yeah.
And the yelling of Richard Simmons.
Yep.
Oh, gosh, it's so good. Anyway,
and Katie Canine, she is our cat and dog and animal expert. Sundays, 4 to 6 here.
Sundays, 4 to 6. Okay, so I said we're going to continue with some hot topics. And programming note, we have a good birthday pranks. I said right before the commercial, I recorded these yesterday. And I have to admit, sometimes, you know, I'll give myself a D plus, C minus on my acting abilities with these.
Please.
No, but I was thrilled with these pranks.
Good.
Lex, you, Rocco, I don't want to oversell this, but Rocco, our creative guy who does all of our opens, all of our sound, blah, 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 blah. Once again, Rocco had to like turn and not face me because we were both trying not to laugh.
Yeah,
so that's good. Coming up at around 7:12, 7:13.
Oh,
so
fine.
It has to do with a woman and renting an RV, and I have some bad news to tell her about the RV that she's renting. And we got her good.
Yes, these are
we got her so good. And I did the Hannibal Lecter voice for this one.
Oh,
yeah. Lance de Havilland Colby is back for this one. Okay, so it's time to make fun of Michael Bay. I always love doing this, and he gives us plenty of opportunities when he releases these crappy Transformer movies. So, Dawn, do you have the review that you read earlier? Give me the, because the reviews are starting to come in for Transformers The
what
Last
number is
Night.
This?
I don't know. It's five or something.
Wow.
And it's just, and the reviews are as bad as you want them to be. So, Dawn, give me, what do you have there? Read the quotes that you have.
Okay. Now, this is from Katie Walsh, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It's hard to imagine anyone reading, let alone writing the script, and believing that it made any sort of sense at all. Aside from the absolutely insane plot, it would be a fool's errand to attempt to describe it. There isn't any character development.
Okay, Dawn, I will see your review, and yeah. I will raise you two chips.
Okay, good.
Here is, and I love this guy, it's very long. I'll just read you some of my favorite passages here. This is from uprocks.com. I'll admit, he writes, I've been dreading the thought of trying at all to explain the plot of this movie, even in broad, simple terms.
Okay.
I honestly had anxiety dreams last night about this moment. It's like staring at a projected kaleidoscope for 2.5 hours and then trying to tell someone about the plot. But yes, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Transformers. Lex, when I read this to you, I'm going to read you now the plot.
Okay.
And your eyes are going to roll in the back of your head and you're going to foam is going to come out of your mouth. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
This is what he writes. Transformers The Last Knight opens with King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table. Involved in a battle, it appears they can't win until a Transformer dragon shows up and saves them.
No.
Folks, he writes, let that last sentence sink in. You see Merlin, played by Stanley Tucci, who, yes, has already been in these movies as another character. Merlin doesn't really know how to do magic. His secret is he stumbled upon a group of Transformers and they gave him a special staff.
Ooh, what a special staff.
Then the movie shows us text that says 1,600 years later to let us know we are back in the present.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. He's like, this movie is being billed as a fight between Optimus Prime and Bumblebee, and that fight does briefly happen. But the reality is, Prime is barely in this movie at all. If you like Transformer movies because you like Optimus Prime, just be prepared. Yeah.
Oh.
He said, I'm going to get to the gist. Here's the gist, America.
He writes,
everyone wants Merlin's staff. That's the thing everyone wants in this movie. Mm. At least I think.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Anthony Hopkins is in this one, though.
Why is Stanley Tucci in this?
Why?
Yeah, don't just turn it down. Don't do it.
Cha-ching. They must get paid well.
You know, Lex, you know what I'm going to say here.
Yeah.
I always think about this. The meeting.
Mm.
I want to see the people in the meeting that pitched this idea. How does the pitch go?
Okay.
Let's mix Transformers.
We got some knights.
And Merlin. And the Knights of the Round Table.
There's this magical staff.
Right there, Lex. What I just said. Why didn't those people that said that idea, weren't they laughed out of the meeting? Well, seriously.
It's the fifth one. The fourth, the first four, I guess, have been working, right? We are not the target audience. But even the target audience seems to hate this as well.
Thank you for saying that, because I had a feeling you might say that. The guy at UpRock said that he went to a screening, and the screening was filled, not with critics and press, but with fans.
Uh-huh.
And he did what I do, and that is listen to people's conversations as they left.
Uh-oh.
And he said it was silence. Like, people were gobsmacked of how bad it was. Like, even the fans thought it was a turd, a transforming turd.
Ooh, yeah. Forbes says the last night saves the worst for last. Ooh, we also have it's a big robo flop. Okay.
Why? I don't get
tinnitus inducing pointless as ever. Oh, ouch.
It's horrible. And I don't get.
Oh, racist robot torture?
What?
That's the Daily Beast is saying. It's 3 hours of racist robot torture.
I know why.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to answer my own question. I know why Paramount has let Michael Bay make five of these, because they make a bazillion dollars around the world. However, these movies have been crap. And the sad part about it is, even though this is based on a toy series, you could actually do, I'm a kid of the 80s. I know what I speak of when I speak of Transformers. There is actually, you could do a really cool there is a cool mythology within this world. And you could do a fun, smart movie that's not just gratuitous shots of boobies and lens flares and do all that still. Yeah. And fights that you can't even enjoy because you can't tell whom is smacking into whom. And I've read that. That's the number one complaint about these movies, other than no plot, is the fights, the way he directs movies, you're not invested because it's just a bunch of metal slapping into metal.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell who the bad guys are from the good guys because of the design. I feel like suing him. Yeah. I want to sue him for my 80s childhood.
Oh, man. Well, it's money. You're right to go for the box office, but also all the swag. Even my 5 and 6 year old nephews, who not going to see these maybe ever, or definitely not for many, many years, they want Transformer toys.
Oh, Lex, can't you help them?
I try, but they are pretty cool toys.
They are cool. Yeah. I played with them. Yeah. 6:55, everybody. We're going to take a break and get some moose soup. And
come down later for moose soup.
And we have birthday pranks, and we'll hear the moose soup lady one more time. We'll be back right after these messages, everybody.
It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
You had me at hello.
Entertainment.